Hi, this is Mandar Garge, VP of Digital Transformation at EZest. Welcome to a series of my podcasts on Enterprise Digital Transformation. Enterprise Digital Transformation has been a buzzword since last more than 10 years. Especially post-COVID, enterprises have looked at digital transformations with a lot of focus. In my 20 plus years of experience interacting with different enterprises from various domains, I have realized one challenge. Every enterprise looks at digital transformation very differently. Some enterprises are very mature while some are not. In this series of podcasts, I want to cover some basic topics about what is really business transformation, what is really digital transformation, what are the different approaches for carrying out digital transformation, traditional as well as modern, what complexities and enterprises to really face or encounter when it implements its digital transformation roadmap, and finally, how your digital transformation could be AI-driven, more collaborative, in order to increase the overall pace of your business execution, which is the real purpose of digital transformation. Digital transformation is an activity that needs attention from all functions within the enterprise. Typically, in an enterprise, the functions can be divided into two broad categories. First, the outward functions that are associated with generating revenue. The orgs belonging to this category are the CXO functions, like the Chief Operating Officer, the Chief Product Officer, Chief Revenue Officer, or the Sales Officer, Chief Customer Officer, Chief Marketing Officer. These functions are responsible for generating revenue. And these functions identify the areas of business transformation, and they are the main sponsors for carrying out the digital transformation. The second group is of the CXOs that own the internal functions, the supporting functions. These are the Chief Financial Officer, Chief Information Officer, Chief People Officer, that is the Head HR, and the Chief Information Security Officer. These functions are the ones who design and execute transformation programs. And of course, the CEO is the key supporter and the sponsor of the entire digital transformation program for an enterprise. So digital transformation is a collective responsibility of the company's leadership. The first podcast in the series is about business transformation and digital transformation and the difference between these two terms. So what is really business transformation? Let's first look at that. Every enterprise consists of multiple business processes, hundreds of business processes. An enterprise is part of a value chain, a much larger value chain. So an enterprise would consume services or goods or both from its upstream business partners. It would then add value. For example, it takes raw materials, produces and manufactures and creates a finished good. So that's the process of value addition as an example. Enterprises are in various domains. They could be in software, they could be non-software domains like manufacturing, healthcare, hospitality, energy, utility, travel, and so on. But every enterprise has a position in the larger value chain. Just as it has its upstream business partner, and it also has its downstream business partners. So when an enterprise looks at overall business transformation, it has to look at the business transformation of the processes. There are multiple business processes that are at the interface of the upstream activities. There are multiple business processes during the value add processes or activities, and there are multiple business processes post the value add, which is the downstream interaction with different businesses and consumers. We all know that industries are majorly classified in two areas, B2B and B2C, right? Each of them has hundreds of business processes. So let's first look at what are the two main categories of these business processes. First is called primary business process, or I would define primary business processes as the first category. These are the processes that contribute to revenue generation, right? And as I said, they could be in the B2B or B2C space. The second category is of supporting business processes. These are business processes that play a supporting role. That is, for example, HR, finance, payroll, identity access management, governance, data governance, and so on. So when an enterprise brings in changes to any of these business processes, and it leads to one or more of the following activities, we call it's a business transformation. And what are those activities? The process could be more optimized in terms of cost or time of execution or both. New process can be identified and established, leading to overall business optimization. New process can be established or existing process can be modified to bring in more value to downstream businesses or end consumers. This is what we call the process of identifying these areas is what we call business transformation. Now, what is digital transformation and how is it different from business transformation? Digital transformation, simply put, is the means to achieve business transformation by using the right mix of digital and technology as well as human activity. And it covers one or more of the following. Implementing newly identified or existing non-digitalized business process using the appropriate scalable, expandable, maintainable digital applications using one or more technology stacks. It could be updating existing digital setup to optimize the business process. It could be moving an implementation of a legacy system to a new age application. It could be optimization or making the process faster and cheaper using some kind of automation. For business processes that are spread across multiple business applications, then it could be about creating integrations between business applications so that the manual transfer of data and actions that are performed between the applications is taken care by the systems themselves in an intelligent manner. It could also be about implementing data analytics to get operational and business insights that enable making decisions faster and identifying areas of further transformations. It could be also about establishing and strengthening the cloud strategy and the cloud landscape of the enterprise. I would like to call out data analytics aspect of this because leaders should really look at that function as the door opener for further transformation, because it allows you insights, both operational and business, that allow you to figure out what are the further areas of optimization. Now, how should an enterprise look at these two activities? Ideally, an enterprise should first look at identifying business transformation opportunities without really thinking about digital transformation aspect of it. This typically includes analyzing the current business operation landscape and identifying the pockets of optimization as well as value creation. For example, figuring out how a business process could be shortened by reducing the number of steps, number of hops, or the number of decision-making points. Figuring out how multiple decision-making points could be combined into fewer decision-making points. It could be replacing the entire business process or substantial portions of it by a new business process or a new ability to do the same things. It could be identifying an area of repeating steps which are today done manually or could be by email or phone. Or it could be about storing data in multiple Excel files with multiple versions spread across multiple computers. It could be identifying opportunities like this, which could be changed so that the fundamental way of executing business could be changed. Now, if I have to give examples of some of the processes, let's look at them. One, it could be creating or renewing agreements or contracts between businesses. Today, it's done. Many organizations actually do this via emails or phone calls or, you know, saving the contracts in forms of PDFs or Word documents or even Excel files at multiple locations. This could be a business process. If you want to modify or optimize it, it's an opportunity. It could be a process of extracting financial data from this Word or PDF documents and entering it manually into a financial ERP system. It could be, let's say in case of e-commerce, if an organization is doing its commerce by selling its products to its value-added resellers at multiple stores And if it decides to completely revamp it and go for an e-commerce so that the end consumers directly can buy it by placing orders on a mobile app, that's a business transformation. It could also be in another example. Let's take an example of an automaker. An automaker will provide you a mobile app to the consumers so that it will allow consumers to keep track of the health of the car and schedule appointments by themselves instead of an agent calling at a scheduled time interval to the consumer, calling the consumer and scheduling appointments. A very easily identifiable business transformation process is automation of printing of boarding passes at the airports. So the business process could be an internal one, could be internal ones, could be external ones, could be upstream, could be downstream, but there are multiple of them. An organization has to continuously and vigilantly look at what are the areas of streamlining and optimizing different processes in order to enhance their business execution, either increase the top line or the bottom line or both. That's the real purpose of business transformation. Now, if we come to digital transformation, once the opportunities of business transformations are identified, the next step for an enterprise is to decide or create the technology landscape that carries out this transformation. And remember, the digital world does not just represent software applications. It's about hardware, IoT devices, touch screens, detectors, actuators, sensors, all participating in automating some or the other aspect of the process. In case of, let's say for example, I talked about the contract agreement and contract management process, which traditionally is done via back and forth phone calls, emails, Excel files, and even storing multiple files, versions at multiple places. So if you create a new business application from ground up, all digital, that's the process of converting the manual contract creation and management process to a digital platform. So that's the example of digital transformation. The other way to do it is actually using a highly customizable low code or no code platform, for example, Salesforce, ServiceNow, to implement the entire process. By the later approach of using a platform-based solution, you're not only doing digital transformation, you're actually also enhancing your cloud footprint, which is one of the important elements in your digital transformation roadmap. For achieving digital transformation, the enterprise should look at three areas. First, how technology and digital can be applied at enhancing their overall primary as well as secondary business processes to make them faster, so that the overall business execution is faster. Second, it is creating the right data strategy and the analytics strategy, establishing one central unified source of data and analytics, preferably on cloud, so that the data today, as it exists in different silos, can be all visible and managed in one place. Then the third thing is enterprise cloudification, where the enterprises should look at slowly moving all their infrastructure and apps to the cloud. This also involves implementing some of the business processes on third-party SaaS platforms, because by the virtue of them being SaaS, they already take you to cloud. So in this next episode of the podcast, I'll talk about who is really responsible for driving digital transformations in an enterprise. So thank you folks for listening to my podcast. The entire series is available on the EZEST website at www.e-zest.com/podcasts. Stay tuned.